She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. The topic I'd like to bring up today was in regards to a caller that called in with doubts about what I say about things like tires, everything. Well, just to inform you, everything I say about tires, paint, oil, whatever, have been tested over and over and over, with no doubt. I have proof of everything. I will not put something on that is hearsay or not true. Because Hawaiian Automotive 101 is a radio show for you, the people. Protect you, the people of Hawaii. How many radio shows like this around in the USA? If you notice, every sponsor we put on, that I put on, I guarantee it. There's a lot of oil companies that want to buy time on the radio show. They don't pass the tests. It goes way, the history of Hawaiian Automotive 101 goes way back. Way, way back to another station. We're doing well. But the station wanted me to run a commercial of a business that was scamming money from HPD. And I said no. I knew about it. I couldn't say anything. It's supposed to have been secret, so all I could tell the station was no. They didn't like it. Their attitude is you put anything on, right or wrong. Well, that's not the way I do it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I like to keep everything clean and up and up. I don't want to publicize crooked people that rip off the people of Hawaii. No. And if the station couldn't see that, then that's their problem. So, just wanted to explain that everything put on, whether it's oil, cars, whatever, I have tested, and it is good. It's not something that I dream up like most people do. You gotta remember, everything I say on the radio, I can be liable for. So I have to know. I have to have proof. Just like the gasoline. I'm not telling you that the octane is low without knowing it. I've tested it. In fact, Dean tests every week. Nobody pays him. Does the city or the state test? No. The city and the state would rather take your money. They don't care. If they cared, and that's a big American word, if, they would not make seniors have to pay property tax. They would take care of the seniors. No, they don't. That's why a lot of seniors, my customers, are moving to the mainland, to states that do take care of seniors, not Hawaii. Think, folks. You grow up in this place called Hawaii, and you're a senior now. You have to move because the state doesn't take care of you? Is that right? Is that the right thing to do? No. Give us a call at 808-888-5204. 888-5204. If you have a question or whatever. Okay? I'm not knocking the guy for arguing the point about the tires. But I would appreciate it if he had his information correct. If we were to go to court, could he prove his point? I could. I test. Anyway, safety check is another issue that should be got rid of. It's expense to the people. The state and city don't make anything. What is it for? It's not being done right. It's not being enforced. So why have it? Lose money. Give me a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay, so slime is what I recommend to use in your tire if you have a flat. Okay, slime company sells the compressor, a little compressor that plugs into your cigarette lighter, and it will inflate your tire, and the slime chemical that goes in the tire will seal the leak. You don't have to take the tire off or go down to a service station or tire shop and pay big money to have it fixed. The slime chemical is excellent. Excellent. I saw it demonstrated at the SEMA show last year in Las Vegas, and it's awesome. They got a tire there on display, and they punch holes in the tire, and the tire doesn't lose pressure. The slime oozes out and seals the hole. Fantastic. But I don't recommend using the slime if you don't have to. Slime was actually produced or invented for bicycle racers. You know the people ride bicycles and race? Well, you can't afford to have a flat tire on your bike. Because number one, you don't have a spare tire. Number two, you don't have something to fix it with. And if you're going to spend time fixing your tire, you're done with the race. There's no way you're going to catch them up. So that's why slime was invented. It's for bicycles. But they found that it works in automobiles. So it's excellent, excellent stuff. Okay? Slime. Every parts store has it. Go check AutoZone. They have it. AutoZone is really reasonable. The price is the lowest that I've seen of all the parts stores. Okay? So, too bad we don't have more of those AutoZones around. Well, they're saying they're going to build more. So, but until then, go check out the one that is at the stadium mall. Okay? Give us a call at 888-5204. 888 5204. Okay? So, get involved. Help push the politicians to get rid of safety check. It's just an extra expense for the people, and it is not being done, right? They don't even enforce it. So, get rid of it. Hawaii has the highest vehicle registration fee. Wow. Good to be number one, yeah? The highest cost to register your vehicle. So, anyway, until people say something, it will never change. Anyway, the road, the way it's got potholes and rough and all that, you know, if you're going over those potholes, and I see people all the time just speeding over the potholes, the bad roads, you know, if a little boy runs out, it's next to impossible for that vehicle to stop. It's hopping over the potholes. How can the wheels, the tires, grab the ground? It's impossible. That little boy is going to be run over. So, it's not just the damaging of your suspension parts. It's a safety issue. You never see racetracks with potholes and people racing on it. They would lose control and crash. So potholes is an issue. And Celine Steve does know of a guy that has a good so-called asphalt that does not create potholes. It lasts longer and it's cheaper than asphalt. Anyway, I don't know where he got that information about that asphalt, but he got it. So, give us a call at 888-5204. Okay? Anyway, a lot of people don't hear it, and they should listen to the engine knocking because of low octane fuel. The numbers you see on the pump, folks, is not what you're buying. Now, if private businesses did that, they'd be in court. It's not what you see on the pump. There's no such thing as an 87 octane, 89, or 92. Shell is the best play right now. We recommend the Shell gas. And I think Dean will come on and tell you what he found.
Yes, we have .3 Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
Hi, George. Just wanted to report once again, Shell is the best gas to be buying here on this island.
Good. How about testing Maui and Kauai?
Oh, yeah, well, I don't get a chance to go to Maui and Kauai. I don't get a chance to. I was so shocked today that today I had to do a blood draw at Diagnostics in Hawaii Kai. They opened up a new station, which is Aloha Gas. And what happens is that there used to be an old Tesoro station that was redone and into Aloha Gas. They do carry the so-called ethanol-free gasoline.
Hmm.
I was so shocked at what the octane level was.
Well, a lot of people don't understand what is ethanol for.
Mm-hmm.
Because oil companies push it as, greener energy.
Bad for the car, yeah.
It's bad. Oil companies will not let what happened to them in Brazil happen in the USA and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But ethanol is a good fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And they publicized it as a bad fuel. What I think is being done, and until I can prove it, I can't say, but They're mixing something else into the ethanol to make it look bad. Because I have pure ethanol in a plastic jug with rubber hose, fiberglass from a fiberglass gas tank, aluminum, bolts, nuts, steel, everything. And it's been in there for years. Not one bit of rust. So, what's up with that?
Well, that's a good question. Well, getting back on the subject, what I meant was I was so shocked that that ethanol-free label is at label 89 octane, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For once, it lives up to its number. That ethanol, 89, I tested it. It said 89 on the pump label. Sure enough, I don't know how can it be ethanol free and read 89. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think they put in MTBE.
Okay.
That's an anti-knock. Anti-knock was taken out of the gas in 2005, and to replace the anti-knock was ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
But if, and it's a big American word, if the people would look at history and Henry Ford, when he made the first car, he recommended ethanol. So, Henry Ford was a very, very intelligent man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially if the first car ran on ethanol, you know, in history, I mean, what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm. That's a good feel. Okay, thanks, Dean.
Okay, thanks, George. Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great here. Still shaking my head after watching the news last night. I guess the police, was that the police chief?
Mm-hmm.
And the wife, they're arresting them, and I'm going, wow, the police chief.
What's up with
that? You know what's following, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the head is corrupt, what are all the other people doing?
Oh, they don't follow.
Or nobody knows, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just like, what's his name? Weinstein. Sexual harassment. I know this is off the auto topic, but indulge me. Everybody jumps on, you know what I mean? So the reason I'm coming around to this is the ethanol-free thing is because there was so much bad press over here about ethanol. Somebody said, okay, we'll sell ethanol-free gas, and people are probably buying it because for whatever. I mean, how many shows have you been challenged about rubber hoses, belts, engines? So, I mean, you know, a business guy just goes, okay, I'll put a sign up that says ethanol-free, and people buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like we were saying, the concern with your car is diminishing year by year. One of the reasons I think is nobody works on their cars anymore. Or, and I shouldn't say nobody, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody used to tinker with your points and, you know, little stuff. You don't touch the car. You don't change the oil. The transmission is sealed. Everything is disposable. You drive. It's going to be, you drive the car for 3 years. No oil change or nothing. Bring it back. We'll give you another car. Drive it for 3 years. You're laughing. Wait till that happens. You're going to go, roll it, Bob. Hit it again. So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Anyway, I have the testers, like I said, of ethanol. It's pure ethanol, and it doesn't damage hoses, plastic, rubber, anything. Think now, think. Vodka is 40% ethanol, 60% water. If ethanol was bad, how can you drink it? Think. If you don't believe what I'm saying, go get a vodka bottle and look at the ingredients. Go talk to a surgeon. Surgeon. They sterilize the body with ethanol before they do surgery. Okay? If ethanol was so bad, how can you use it for surgery? I don't think so. Okay? So, ethanol is a very, very good blending agent. That's why they use it in gasolines. It's an anti-knock. And it blends with gas. Methanol, the other alcohol, does not blend with gasoline. It separates like water. Now, if you have water in your tank and you put some ethanol in, the water will blend into the gasoline because the water will blend with the ethanol and blend with the gasoline. So when boaters say they have water in the gas, that's really hard to believe if you have ethanol in the gas. If you have ethanol-free gas, yes, you can have water in the gas, but not if you have ethanol. If you want to make that test, like I've done before, I've put gasoline in a bottle, ethanol-free gas, put water in, and the water went to the bottom, and I put some ethanol in, the water disappeared. It blended with the gas. So, what can I say? Okay? To make ethanol look bad, the oil companies are adding in something that is corrosive, so, and does damage hoses and everything else, so you blame the ethanol because that's the last thing that you heard of that was added to the gas. But those of you that have tried ethanol in the gas, no, what I'm saying is true. The ethanol is good. By adding more ethanol, the car does run better. It does. Okay, so, anyway, it's up to you, the people. Okay, so, there's a lot of scams going on that exposes your identity. There's so many identity thefts going on that you don't even know about that's happening. And the only time you know is when it's too late. So I highly recommend that you protect yourself and get this ID shield. It shields your ID so people cannot hack into it and do all that bad stuff. Okay? To learn more about it, call this lady, Eileen Hines, 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. and check it out. She'll explain to you what is ID Shield. Okay, I have it, so I don't worry about people hacking my credit card, driver license, whatever. Go check it out. Okay? Just to protect you. Okay? So, anyway. If you have a question, or whatever, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? Anyway. You hear a lot of cars out there that have really loud mufflers. Well, sound doesn't mean it's flowing exhaust. Okay? There's only one or two, three, maybe three mufflers that I would recommend that have high flow. The rest lets out a lot of noise, but no flow. It's confusing. You think the sound coming out means it has high flow. It doesn't. Okay? In fact, the ones that have the highest flow is not loud. Go figure that out. I mean, really. I think the one made by Walker Muffler, I forgot now what they call it, slipped my mind, max flow or something like that. If you look in the muffler, it goes right straight through. But it's not loud. Go figure. I don't know. The high flowing muffler does not emit loud noise. Give us a call at 888-5204. Okay? Your fan belts, rubber hoses, and plastic parts under your hood should be coated with silicone. Spray it with silicone and you will never have a problem. Okay? On the belts, hoses, and all plastic and rubber parts. And it's also good for your wiper blades.
On the belts, it makes your sound under the hood a little quieter.
Yeah, a lot quieter. Because when the belts get dry, they make a noise. But when you moisten them with silicone, and silicone is a natural rubber and plastic preserver. It preserves it. Okay? When you buy new belts, new hoses, you feel it. It has silicone on it. So, coat it every now and then. Anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204.
No, I noticed on some cars, their wheels get black. What's making that black?
That's a good question. The black is from the brake rotor. The brake pads that they use, the factory uses, contains metal. It's called a metallic pad. So when you rub metallic against metallic, it grinds into the rotors, and the black dust is metal shavings. So if you have that problem, I highly recommend changing to the Akebono Europads, which is ceramic. It is not metal, so the ceramic does not eat into the rotor, okay, and does not make your wheel black. It'll never, ever get black again. Try it out. Okay, I think it's break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here is Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And, you know, I see a lot of people always, when they park the car, they put up these shades on the windshield so that the dash is protected from the sun. Well, there is something, and I ran across it last year at the SEMA show. It's a crystal clear tint. No, it's not a tint. It's crystal clear film that is put on the glass that cuts out UV rays and heat way, way more than the tints. And ProTint Hawaii has it. And go check it out. Tell him put the tint out in the sun and see. Feel it. Put your hand under it. There's no heat. There's no sun. ProTint's number is 341-9798. 341-9798. Check it out. And again, the other thing I was talking about is identity theft. Because of the electronics and all of that, people have access to all your information, your driver's license, credit card numbers, everything. I mean, you wouldn't show people your credit card number and your social security, but because of this electronics, they hack it. So over 2 million people identities have been hacked. So I would really highly recommend you check out this ID Shield. Call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. Call her up. It's free. Ask her questions. Find out. Protect yourself before you get hacked and then it's too late. Okay? Anyway, let's move along and give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204 is the new station number. So pass it along to people so, you know, they don't call up the old number. Okay? Before you buy a new car or a used car, okay, check it. Check. I call it the ID. Check the car's ID. Find out where it's from. Because think about it. The cars at the dealers in Florida and in Texas that got wiped out by water and hurricane and all that, but the body had no damage, be ideal to ship it to Hawaii to sell it to the people in Hawaii. Never thought about that, huh? They're not going to throw it away.
But the cost to ship it down here, isn't it not feasible?
Well, they ship it from all over the country. And they ship it in shipping racks. You know, like they have on those trucks. Several cars on the truck and ship it. It's a lot cheaper than dumping it.
I'm thinking they take it to another state
No. Wanda, those people over there, they're wise to that. They see it coming in, they say, hey, look, it's coming in. That must be from Florida. But if they ship it here, it comes off the boat like the other cars. The new cars come off the same boat. So people don't question it. But you're the people that's looking for a new car and or used car. Be very careful. Be very, very careful because it could be coming from there. I don't want to mention a company that was doing that way back in the 70s. And that company made a whole bunch of money. So, be careful. Spread the word. When you buy a new car, before you pay for it, have it checked out. Check it thoroughly. Make sure. Okay? Or a used car, what they call a pre-owned. Okay? Check it good. Anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204.
Nowadays, they have cars that you can, it tells you when you need to do something, like change your brake fluid or service your brake fluid, change your engine oil.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It is, because there's a lot of people that don't know about things like that.
Well,
the car alerts them. Hey.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And that's why, if you look at the new cars today, it doesn't have a dipstick. Factories don't put in dipstick for transmissions and engine oil. Because the manufacturers tell me, why should we spend the money and put it in when people don't use it? They're right. One lady called and said, My car don't move. She had no transmission oil. So, all I did was refill the transmission oil. There was a leak, and the car drove off. And to fix that oil leak, I used the AT205. Cheapest repair, and it works just like new.
Wait, was it for this lady who was going to get charged $4,000?
Yes. The transmission shop said you need a new transmission. All she needed was to refill the oil and put some AT205, and it's good as new. So anyway, give us a call at 888-5204.
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. I had two things, but now I have a third one. What is AT205?
It's a magic formula. It rejuvenates the rubber seals and rubber gaskets. Too bad we don't have that for the human race.
We don't have that for what?
For the human beings.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
And is it going to be overpopulated?
Because
we have to die.
No, people lose their memory. You know, like Barbara? She loses her memory and forgets what she's going to ask.
You remember what I said. Anyway, two other things.
Did you forget?
I want to thank Dot3 Dean for every week. Updating us and working hard on behalf of people.
He's a good guy.
Is it the Department of Transportation? They should hire him as a public citizen advocate because politicians are for the big business people.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot us.
Mm-hmm. That's
they
right.
They only want us to vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
That's right. What happened, Barbara?
And how can we find out what's in the ethanol-free gas? And like you said, they must put the MBTE?
MTBE.
MTBE. How can we find out?
Well, you have to have a chemist do it. And most chemists in Hawaii will not do anything to buck the oil company.
Well, why can't we force the politicians to do it?
Well, that's a good question, Barbara, because, you know, try and get them to eliminate safety check. It's the same thing. They won't do it.
Well, you never know. There might be something.
Try.
In that
you can try. Because MTBE is high cancer. That's why EPA wanted it out of the gas.
So it's not a legal thing?
No.
Oh. It just was voluntary? To take it out?
They were forced to take it out because of EPA.
Oh, so EPA mandated it then?
Yes.
So how come something substituting, well, maybe it's supposedly non-cancerous, but the substitute, but...
So anybody...
they have to take off the knock.
Anybody tried calling the oil company to find out what they put in? The ethanol-free gas.
Wanda, you know, if you were the oil company and you know MTBE is illegal to put in the gas, and somebody asks you, what did you put in? Are you going to say, oh, I put back the MTBE?
Yeah, you're not
going to
say. Yeah.
No, you're getting trouble.
So I'm wondering what substitute they're putting in.
I don't know. It's really messed up. In the islands, Hawaii Islands, all the gasoline, Barbara, is not the same. Kauai has the worst gasoline. I've tested it myself, I know. And Harvey Maeda there knows about it too. The best gasoline, now listen up on this now, I don't know why, is on the Big Island. The Big Island, I don't care what brand, they're all, the 92 is 90 or 91.
Oh, really?
Why is that?
So, the Big Island is run by the mayor?
Yeah.
I thought that's a state thing.
the octane is a state thing. The state allowed the oil companies to lower it, which is wrong. You know, the state.
So we have to thank Big Island Mayor?
No, I don't know. I don't know who's involved with that. But it's the oil companies all asked the state if they could be allowed to lower it and rip off the people. And the state said, oh, yeah, go ahead. That's wrong. That's wrong. You cannot have a restaurant or a store or whatever post something and not give them that. That's wrong. Tell the truth and post the right number.
Since we're talking about mayors, it's going to be very interesting this next election because Roy Hay is supporting Ige, Caetano Hanabusa, and Ariyoshi might be Carvalho.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if you have a whole bunch of people that, you know, doesn't do for the people.
Yep.
They're not going to change.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay. Aloha.
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hey, George. Good to find you again.
Oh, you found us again.
What I wanted to ask you was, you know, with all the add-ons with the rail, how far do you think the rail will actually go, in your opinion? And how can we stop as a state to say, you know, like, we're tired of all this BS and we're not going to take it anymore, other than voting at the polls where Hawaii people are kind of say, my vote won't count. And yet at the same time, George, they sit back and they grumble.
I don't know. It's really sad. They organize funds.
I'm just curious to what you feel, where the rail will go, and then how much more do we have to pay?
The rail, I know definitely will go to Ala Moana Shopping Center. As far as how much more, use the 8th Street Freeway and you can see. 8th Street Freeway was the most expensive freeway in America. And the rail is going to be the most expensive rail in the world.
And for some place where it's only going from point A to maybe point B, C, and D.
Not worth it.
You know, who basically got screwed the most, George?
The people. The people of Hawaii. But where are they going with the rail? I have a big question for them, and nobody has ever answered it. They're going to go down Nimitz Highway by Aloha Towers, and that place, right, under that highway there, is ocean. How are you going to do that? And then when you go down Halakawila, that area there is Hawaiian burial grounds.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that? It's sad
because, you know, like you're saying, a lot of people don't look at the history.
Yep.
And are respectful or not respectful of the burial ground, just like, you know, down by Restaurant Row.
Yep. It's respect. They don't have it. And what?
They don't have it.
The question I have for the people is, you know, the viaduct by the airport?
Yeah.
It's separated. And the reason it's separated is because Fosse back then wanted to do the rail. And that is where the rail is supposed to run.
Wow.
Go look at it. They have the stem sticking out to bolt down for the rail. But they're not using it. They're going to go dislocate businesses on the small streets by the airport.
Yeah.
No, makes
because,
sense.
Because the people in Pearl City and outskirts of Waipahu, they really were suffering. When I looked at that highway, you know, when the poles were off to the side, and yep. It just looked like a third world country.
Yep, they took a licking. A lot of them folded yep. up. Okay, thanks
George,
a lot.
If you run for what do you call that office? I'll be one of the guys to wave for you.
Never again. Never again.
Take care, George. Don't give up the fight.
Okay, aloha. Okay, it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and again I'm going to remind you about identity theft. Don't let it happen to you and then try to get it. Get the ID shield, and it protects you against any identity theft. If you want to know more about it, call this lady, Eileen Hines, at 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. And she'll explain to you the whole thing, and you can decide whether you want to get it or not. Okay? Protect yourself.
So do you know if there's like a monthly fee?
Yeah, there's a small monthly fee of, I think, $19.95.
Okay.
So it's worth it to protect yourself, okay? Okay, now, remember I've been telling you about the VIN number on the safety sticker? Remember that?
Yes.
Okay, there was a case came up. A person bought this car, turned around, sold it again. That person that bought it again wanted something done, or I don't know what it was, but he went to check the VIN number with the ownership paper. It didn't match. He went to HPD. HPD confiscated the car. The car was reported stolen. And this person that bought the used car from this person, that person didn't know it was a stolen vehicle. But he turned around and sold it again. So now, they're both standing holding the bag, not knowing where the thief went. Okay?
And what does that have to do with the VIN number?
The VIN number is on every safety sticker. You take picture of the VIN number, and you go to a locksmith, and he'll make you a key. You take a picture of a car identical to the one you want. You take your plates, open the door, steal the car, go around the block, change the plates, and nobody will ever find that car again. Okay? That's the only way they can find it. It's from the license plate. And if you change the license plate to your original plates, nobody will find it. How many people out there check the VIN number when they buy a car? When you buy a used car, do you check the VIN number?
No.
No.
You look around for dents, dings, and everything else, thinking, oh, I wonder if this engine's going to run. Well, the VIN number is on the safety sticker. It has no business being on the safety sticker. The mayor put it on because business being on the safety sticker. The mayor put it on because he found out that 40% of the population do not have theft coverage. 40%. So if your car is stolen, then you'll be forced to catch the rail or the bus. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. Like Earl Safari would say, lose money. Yeah. Remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. If you're not going to push for it to be taken away, then remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. Protect yourself, folks. Pass the word around. Get it around. Seems like the word that get around about Trump gets around faster than the VIN number. I don't know. I really don't understand. Have your differential oil checked. All vehicles, check your differential oil. There's one lady was driving with no differential oil. And she was wondering, why is it making noise? Well, if you don't have oil, it's going to make noise. Okay, so check your differential oil.
How do you do that?
When you have your car serviced. That's part of the service. Okay? But most people that do servicing, I don't want to mention names, they don't check the differential oil like the old days.
Well, what I mean how you do that is, what do they have to do to check it?
You have to put your car up in the air on the lift and go check it. There's a little fill hole that you remove the plug and you see, you put your finger in there and feel if you feel oil.
Why would hers be empty? I never heard of anybody not having differential oil.
No, that's common. The thing leaks or somebody drains it out or I don't know. Oil doesn't evaporate. But anyway, you need to have it checked. When you have your car serviced, it should be checked front to back, top to bottom. That's part of the old-fashioned service. Okay? Anyway. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, let people know that they can listen on the internet if they can't reach it. Okay? Take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. Enough deaths. Take care of each other. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.